The Gemara in Daf Kufi Yod Amud Alef is dashing the pasuk into Vayamim where it says La'ilam Zaisal Yisrael. It sounds like the Kabbanis will have a kiyam La'ilam. So what does that mean? So Rabbi Yochanan says Elotam Lechamim Aiskam Hilchas Avayda Malei Makasiv Kilo Nivna Mikdash Be'Amim. So when Tam Lechamim Aiskam Hilchas Avayda, the Torah considers it as if the Beis Mikdash was built in their days. And the shaila is why is it Dafka Tamid Chachamim? Anyone who learns it should be considered Kilo Nivna Beis Mikdash. Why is it Tamid Chachamim Dafka? So there's a hasbet to this and written in the Haskama of the Adaris to the Sefer Lakuti Halachas of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim has Lakuti Halachas and Kachem and other Inyanim. So there's a big Haskama there from the Adaris. And in his Haskama, he brings this Gemara. And first of all, he's Medak in the Gemara that the Gemara says a Lashon of, it doesn't say Tam Lechamim that are Lindim, but it says Tam Lechamim Ha'eskim Behochas Avayda. So he says that the Gemara B'Dafka said Asukim or Aiskim. I'll read the Taz Yadua. The Taz says in the Lashon of Lasik B'Divertayra and Be'chus HaTayra that Aisik B'Divertayra means not just learning, but learning B'Iyon of Amal U'Vediktuk. That's a high Madrega. So we're talking about over here to get this Madrega of Nivna Beis Hamikdash has to be adopted the Madrega of Aiskim B'Tayra, not Lendim Tayra. When it's done B'Iyon of Amal, then it's Kilo Nivna Beis Hamikdash B'Yamav. But then he adds a Vart B'Shem his Edom Rav Kook, who says like this. He says, the guy of Bais, that he was Medayik, why talk it, does it say Talmud Chachamim? Why not anyone? So he says that the Vart is, it's not just Stam Adin when you're like Isaac Batayas Chatas, Kilarikim Chatas. But the Pshat is, he says, in every Dar, the ones that are Mevar, the Halachas of all the different Inyanim, and all Mitzayas Atara, the ones who are Mechadish, and they're Maisif, Tzitzim Uprachim, and the Mevar, the Halacha, Lamita, it's always the Talmud Chachamim. Talmud Chachamim are the ones who come up with the halacha and the proper havan and all the sugyas. And he says when they take that kach that they have to be mevar sugyas and to be mitzi halachas and the sugyas mitzi libidochos and they apply it to kachim, they put all those kachas into kachim. So that shows that they have an emuna in the gula, emuna and a ratzin to see the bina beis hamikdash. And by doing that, by putting the kachas into nyanim of kachim, that's what makes the kilu nivna beis hamikdash biyamav. So it's not just the fact that you're learning it, but it's learning it in the eifen. That the way the Talmud Chacham learn other sugyas, where they learn Aliyah B'Dehochasa to be Mavarit L'Maisa and come up with Emes Pshat, when they apply that Kayach to say the Kachem, that shows the Munah that they have in the Gula, and that's what makes the Kilo Nevin HaBeis HaMikdash. So it's Dafka Talmud Chachamim who do this, and Dafka when they do it in the Eifen of Esek, that is what makes the Kilo Nevin HaBeis HaMikdash, and that's how he uses the Lashon of Esek and the Lashon of Talmud Chachamim Dafka. And it's interesting, he quotes this Vart B'Shem Hazedim Rav Kook, but really, the Messiah is, it's brought down in the Sefer Sicha Saraya, that this whole Haskamah is really written by Rav Kook, because when the Chavetz Chaim came to the Adaris was busy at that time, he was Shvach, he wasn't able to write it, so he asked the son-in-law was there, he asked him to write the Haskamah, and he'll put his name on it. So the Shaila is in Kain, why does he quote this Vart B'Shem Rav Kook, if really the whole thing was written by him? So the way it's brought down over there is that he felt that the rest of the Haskamah was really just saying the Cheshivas of learning Kachem, the Cheshivas of Chavetz Chaim and his Svarim, so that he was willing to put his name on it, even though he didn't write it, because he was maskim to what Rav Kook wrote. But this Vart in the middle, he said, that's not just Mishabachim, and that's a Vart. That's a Chiddush of Rav Kook. And he said, I can't put my name on your Chiddush. And when it came to that, he had to add in V'yofa Hirani Kvod Agai, and he had to be Miyachasit to the one who was Mechadashit. And that's why he quoted Shem Rav Kook. And just on another Diuk over here, he says, when he quotes him, he says, V'yofa Hirani Kvod Agai, Hanadil Tehila, Marino Rav Avraham Yitzchak HaKain. He doesn't call him Chassani. He was his son-in-law. Why does he not refer to him as Chassani? Why does he not? And that's usually the way you quote your Edom. Should say Chassani. But I think the pshat is that Rav Kook married the Adaris' daughter, but she was Nifter in the year Tafresh Memches, and this Haskamah is written in Tafresh Memzayin. So at that point, he was technically no longer the son-in-law of the Adaris. So it could be because of that. The Adaris was medactic to leave out the word Chassani because Taka was not married to his daughter at that time. And that's why it's written the way it's written. So, Kapanim, that is the year they say in this Gemara. We should be Zaychataki as we finish Mesachus Menachos. All the Chash V'Laim that we learned it should be Kilu Nivna, B'Samikdash B'Yameim. It should be Zaychat through the Esik B'Tariz Chatos to be Zaychat to see and the actual Binyan of B'Samikdash, the V'as Mashiach Tzidkenu B'Mehav Yameinu.